This is the Backup Quarterback Show with your hosts, Derek Anderson and Matt Howard.
That's right, boys and girls. We're back and we're better than ever. You know why? Because someone just got paid today.
That's right. Right out of Atlanta, Georgia, Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, $100 million man, five-year deal.
Now, this sparked a debate. This sparked a little bit of a debate, and that's why we're here. We're here for debate. We embrace debate. So, the debate being, where does Matt Ryan fall on the list of starting quarterbacks in order from 32 to 1?
For that matter, where do the other 31 quarterbacks rank?
So, you know what we're going to do right now?
We're going to give our top 32 quarterbacks from 32 to 1.
All right, and you know what that means?
What does that mean, Matt?
That means we're about to give our top 32 quarterbacks from 32 to 1 in reverse order, starting at 32. Now, let me just preface this right away. Me and Derek have not seen each other's lists yet, so this is going to be completely new to both of us, and then we will embrace debate as we do.
This could be a shocking development to see the differences.
This is also completely real. We took this very seriously, and I believe I'm right. I'm sure you believe you're also right, and we'll see who comes out on top. So, without further ado, let's start at number 32. Who do you have?
32, I have Josh Allen, who I project will be the starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. I'm sorry, Josh, or A.J. McCarron. You do have a hot wife, but...
Oh, now tell me, did they get married?
I think they might have. I think we would have heard more about it, but...
Good for them. Good for them.
But Josh Allen, even though we haven't seen anything in the NFL yet, I think he's going to translate to a pretty solid quarterback because he's got a great arm. He's got some big hands, which is going to be good with that Buffalo weather, and he's going to be able to grip the ball pretty well. They don't have many weapons in Buffalo compared to previous years, but I think Shady McCoy will help him transition to the NFL pretty well.
Funny you bring that up, because of my 32 pick, you're not going to guess who I have.
I'm going to guess you said Sam Darnold, just the trash my Jets.
No. I have the actual worst starting quarterback in the NFL. At the number 32 pick, Matt Howard selects Joe Flacco, quarterback, Baltimore Ravens. Now, hear me out. Joe Flacco is a piece of trash. That's all I'm going to say about it. You don't have to hear me out anymore. But Joe Flacco is a piece of trash, and he's the worst quarterback in the NFL. He's been the worst quarterback for 10 years. Ray Rice carried him to where he got to. So, first of all, we don't support Ray Rice on this podcast, but we can admit that's the only reason Joe Flacco has had any inkling of success. So, that being said, I think I won round one. So, let's go on to number 31. Who do you have?
I have Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Interesting. Now, I hear he practices really hard.
He does practice really hard.
So, how is that not going to translate to actual gameplay?
Well, I've seen one game of his, and that was the last game of the regular season. And I was just underwhelmed with... Though he does have a great arm, I don't know how well his Texas Tech offense is going to translate to the NFL.
That's true. And here's where I fall with Patrick Mahomes. He might be okay, but as long as they got Kareem Hunt leading that backfield, they're in trouble. Kareem Hunt is a load of garbage, and I wouldn't touch him in fantasy. Fantasy tip of the day, don't ever touch Kareem Hunt. Do not take him in the draft. He's a free agent at best. My number 31 pick, Andy Dalton. I mean, poor kid. I mean, he's had a good run, but the guy's garbage. He's ugly, and he's just not who you want leading your team. He has no charisma, no leadership ability at all. And on top of that, not a good quarterback. It's really an equation, a formula, some might say, for a disaster in Cincinnati. Number 30.
I'm going to go with Josh Rosen, Arizona Cardinals. You see, Sam Bradford is either due to get hurt again.
That's not a question.
Yeah.
That's not a hot take.
Or Josh Rosen's going to beat him out in summer camp. And I think Josh Rosen's accuracy and how he wants to be like Aaron Rodgers will lead him to be a pretty good quarterback in this league.
All right. I can be okay with that pick, but at my number 30 slot, the worst of all the rookie quarterbacks who will be starting this year, Sam Darnold, New York Jets. You know how I feel about Sam Darnold. Load of garbage. USC product. Don't produce good products out there. Ever since Pete Carroll was there, nothing good has ever come out of that program. So number 29, I'm going to go and jump in right here. 29, I do have Josh Rosen. I'm not going to say much about it. You said it all for me. That you actually stole that, I think, from my notebook. I think you snuck into my room and read that. I'll read out of my notebook that analysis. So I don't know if I appreciate that, but I do agree. Josh Rosen, also terrible. Not going to be a good quarterback.
Well, I actually have Sam Darnold as my 29th quarterback, and I'm not going to put him higher just because I have a bias towards the Jets, but I do think he has something to prove. He is a raw product, but I think he could turn into a great quarterback in this league. But I'm not going to put him any higher because he has yet to play down a football in the NFL. I'm going to go with number 28 here. I'm going to go with Jameis Winston, quarterback for the Tampa Bay
Bucks.
Now,
that's a hot take, and you know what? I'll be honest, not a hot take I hate. I like that take.
Jameis, what is this, coming up on year 4 in the...
Yeah, I have no idea.
Has yet to have a winning season with... Think about it. The weapons he has.
Let's think about it.
Mike Evans. Deshaun Jackson. And who could forget Doug Martin.
And Jaquizz Rogers still on that team. Oregon State product. Go
and
Beavs.
Some great tight ends in O.J. Howard and... who's your boy from Harvard? Cameron Brate.
Ryan Fitzgerald.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, the backup quarterback for the Bucks.
Ryan Fitzgerald was...
Gave him a run for his money through the bottom stretch of last season.
I believe he was the 10th president, Ryan Fitzgerald.
No. You're going to have to fact check that one. But
what number are we even on?
28.
My 28, I don't know his first name. I put Allen. Josh Allen. Big arm out of Buffalo, out of Wyoming. Kind of racist, but I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, he's learned, I'm sure. I'm sure he's a great guy now. We don't support racism on this show, so I can't put him any higher than 28. 27. Go ahead.
I've got Mitchell Trubisky from Chicago.
That's interesting.
I think he started around, I want to say, 10 or 12 games last year, and he was supposed to be this big-time product who was deadly accurate, and I just remember the whole season him just being on his backside because he was getting sacked the
now,
whole time.
Can I give a little shout out right here?
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Griffin Davis, he won our fantasy league. Shout out to Griffin Davis. Congratulations on winning the fantasy league. He picked a Chicago wide receiver in the draft last year.
Yes, he did.
Cameron Meredith tore his ACL. Still picked him in the eighth round?
Eighth round.
Something ridiculous like that. The fact that that kid won our fantasy league makes me lose sleep to this day. Anyways, 27?
Yep.
I have the quarterback of the Washington Redskins, Kirk Cousins.
Wow, that is drastically low.
And also, I don't believe he's the Redskins quarterback anymore, if I'm correct. Anyways.
He is now the Minnesota Vikings quarterback.
I'm going to say it. I don't like that. You know, Kirk Cousins, he's always asking me how I feel about him. Don't like it. And so I'm going to leave him 27.
I don't like that.
Terrible, terrible, terrible quarterback. I've hated on him for years. 26, Blake Bortles, London Jaguars starting quarterback. Let me tell you, I hate Blake Bortles more than anything. He might be better than 26, but man, I still hate that guy. So he's not getting anything better than 26 from me.
Okay, my 26th quarterback is Case Keenum, the now quarterback of the Denver Broncos. He did a good job being a game manager last year for that incredible Minnesota Vikings defense, and he kind of fed off his great receivers, but I don't give him much hope as a starting quarterback in this league. He's gonna have to rely on Von Miller to get him back.
But here's
the
thing: is wet noodle arm Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos, and you're telling me that Case Keenum now has a better arm than Peyton Manning. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They'll make the playoffs, I think. Denver's defense is that good. Anyways, my 25, I guess?
Yeah.
I have a tie here. I have both Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield because I don't know who's going to be starting, but they're the Browns, so they're not going to be better than the 25th best team in the league. And so why put them above 25? It doesn't matter who's starting. It really doesn't. They might have a third starting quarterback. Johnny Manziel might be back for all we know. Who's to say?
Okay, my 25th quarterback is, in fact, Blake Bortles from Duval County, Jacksonville, or the London Jaguars.
Now, tell me, where is Duval County?
It is It's the county that surrounds Jacksonville.
Now tell me, what state is Jacksonville in?
Florida.
Oh, similarly to Gainesville. Our sponsor for the day, Gainesville, Florida. Man, we hate you and you hate us back. All right, let's keep going.
I'm going to put Bortles right here just because he managed to choke away a trip to the Super Bowl. 14 points in Foxborough.
But let's be honest, we all knew that the Jaguars were not winning that game.
Yeah.
24. Love the team. Hate the quarterback. Philip Rivers. He has so much talent around him, and he's still garbage. He will never be good. He's one of those guys. He's old, not going to get any better. He'll drop. He'll be at 31 next year, behind only in front of only Joe Flacco.
My 24th quarterback is Andy Dalton out of Cincy. The Red Rocket has been, he's been at about the 16 line his whole career, and these last few years he's started to dwindle down into low 20s, and before long,
low 30s sooner or later.
Yeah, I could see the Cincinnati Bengals taking a quarterback in the next draft.
I feel like they should. 23, who you got?
I have Ryan Tannehill, quarterback for Miami. It was disappointing to see him go down with the ACL last year, but big old smoking Jay Cutler came in, took over. They almost got to the playoffs, lost some games down the stretch, but Ryan Tannehill, he's shown signs of athleticism, and I'm not sure where he's going to go in the next couple of years, but he's serviceable.
Do you want to talk about athleticism real quick?
Yeah.
My number 23 pick, Patrick Mahomes. The kid practices hard. You gotta love it. That's all I'm saying. My number 22 pick, interestingly enough, Ryan Tannehill.
Wow.
Man, we are like...
That's pretty close.
We are synced up like a Apple Watch to the Bluetooth. What about your 22?
My 22 is Tyrod Taylor. Hugh Jackson's come out and said that that Tyrod Taylor is the starter. I know there's going to be Cleveland Brown fans that are going to want to see their number one quarterback, Baker Mayfield, start day one. But Tyrod does a lot of the same things that Baker does. He's quite accurate. He doesn't turn the ball over. And I'd say he's definitely more athletic than Baker Mayfield. So we'll see how many games he has before Baker comes in.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's I can trust Hugh Jackson. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackson, I can trust him with my life. The guy's never done a single thing wrong. And I whatever he does, I'm on board for it. So let's look at number 21.
1-31.
1-31. That's interesting. He's still employed. I'll be honest, yes. But still trust the guy. I'm sure Mr. Haslam does too. Number 21. Is that where we're at?
Yes, 21.
21. I have Case Keenum. I have him at 21 because of the Denver defense, and that is it.
My 21st quarterback is Eli Manning, quarterback for the New York Giants.
Now, tell me this. My number 20 quarterback is Eli Manning.
Wow.
We are like an Apple Watch on the Bluetooth, you know?
Okay. Well, Eli Manning, early in his career, you could say he's probably one of the best playoff quarterbacks of all time.
Probably one of the best quarterbacks of all time, period, to this day.
Yeah, he is definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer in my eye. But these last few years, he's been on a downward spiral, and he's turned the ball over way too much. Hopefully, the pick of Saquon Barkley will revitalize this Giants offense to where they once were.
I'm afraid he has the noodle arm gene and is running through his veins
right
now.
Yeah, so about 36, 37, it starts to show up. And then
you hate to see it. You really do.
You hate to see it.
So that was my number 20. What's your number 20?
My 20 is Jimmy Garoppolo for the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
While he's only played about six games or so, he has been great in those six games. But I need to see at least a full year's work before I can give an accurate grade on how good he's going to be as a starting quarterback in the league.
That's interesting. 19. This is where it gets real exciting. We're in the top 19 quarterbacks. It doesn't start with a 2 anymore. We're at the 1. My number 19, Matthew Stafford. Rocket arm, rocking body. But still number 19, just because everyone above him is just simply better than him. You know, Calvin's gone. He has nothing left.
I have Marcus Mariota at...
That's our bold take of the day. That's our bold take of the day. You hate to see it. You hate to hear this noise. But that's a hot take. That's a hot take. I don't know if I agree with it, but it's hot. All right.
I have Marcus here. He can make athletic plays with his legs. he's accurate at times, but I'm still waiting to see that it moment where Marcus Mariota proves he can be a big-time franchise quarterback.
Can we talk about the fact that he stiff-armed a man into submission to get his team the next round of the playoffs? Or into the playoffs, I guess.
That was a great play, and it was very hype when it happened. But I'm also thinking about the time that Tom Brady absolutely smacked the Titans in the playoffs.
Yeah, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Number 18, who you got?
Who'd you have about on that one?
Let's say it on three, because I think we have the same player. One, two, three, Alex Smith.
Deshaun Watson.
Okay, I have Alex Smith at number 18. The quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings now.
He is now the quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
Washington Redskins now. Product out of USC, I believe, right?
Utah.
Go Utes. That's what I always say. Alex Smith, just been a middle-of-the-road guy his entire career, and he keeps showing it. He keeps showing me that he's going to be middle-of-the-road again, so why do I have to doubt him, you know?
I have Deshaun Watson, the quarterback for the Houston Texans.
Another interesting pick.
In the six games I saw last year, he was on pace to demolish every rookie passing record and was a great runner out of the backfield. It was unfortunate that he suffered an ACL tear, and we missed out on seeing how great he could have been, but I think he will be one of the best quarterbacks in this league in 5 years.
I like that. I agree with everything besides the fact that you had him at 18, even though you gave him very high praise right there. That's interesting. So number 17, I have Jared Goff, quarterback.
I have Jared Goff as well.
Look at that. Jared Goff, you heard it here first. The 17th best quarterback in the league. You know what you're getting with him. And he has a great team around him. But
I'd like to make a point here.
All right, make a point.
His first year with Jeff Fisher, it was abysmal.
Poor guy. Jeff Fisher.
But you bring in young mind Sean McVay, it just changes the world.
Sean McVay, I believe he's a freshman in high school this year,
yes,
right?
He was. But I'm still waiting to see whether Jared Goff was a product of the system of Sean McVay or if he is really a great quarterback. He was quite efficient this year, and I'm looking for him to improve this next year.
I agree with everything you just said because we have the same number, so why do I have to disagree with that? You know, number 16. Now, this right here, this is an important pick. This is probably the most important, besides the top five.
This separates the upper tier guys.
This is the separator. This is the exact midway point in the quarterback class. Who do you got?
I know I'm going to get the buzzer for this one.
Well, let me get it ready then.
Joe Flacco, quarterback, Baltimore.
I'll be honest, I'm shocked he even went this low. I thought you would have him at like two or three. You love that guy. He's elite from what I hear from your insight.
Joe Flacco has had a cannon for his arm all his career. I'll admit,
I've never seen the cannon come out, but
he's been carried to a Super Bowl on the backs of Ray Lewis. And he surprisingly was able to beat Colin Kaepernick in that Super Bowl.
I'm shocked by that.
Surprisingly, Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job right now.
But, you know, that's not our place.
That's not our place. We're not going to talk about that.
We don't own a football team. If we had a football team, he'd be on the list. He'd be top 100 for sure. To be my starting quarterback. He'd be in the top 100 for sure, no doubt. But anyways,
Joe Flacco, he's on the downward spiral, and that's why they
he started spiraling the minute they called his name in the draft.
Yeah, that's why they drafted Lamar Jackson this year.
Now that's a guy I can get behind. Number 15, my man, Mr. Crab Legs himself, Jameis Winston.
That is way high.
Way high. But you know what they say. If you're not picking Jameis, you're not picking one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. So I went with him. And you know what? I mean, I don't have a reason for it. I really don't. But I saw his name on a website I was looking at, and I put him right where I put him. I didn't touch him. I don't really have a reason for it. But that's where I have him. Number 15, Jameis Winston.
Number 15 for me is Derek Carr, quarterback of the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders.
Go Vegas.
From what I've seen, Derek Carr can be a great franchise quarterback. He just needs the leadership of John Gruden to shape him into the great quarterback he can be. I tell you, man, this team in 2 to 3 years could easily be competing for a Super Bowl with Khalil Mack on that defense and Derek Carr leading the offense.
Now tell me, Khalil Mack, who is that?
outside linebacker, and he's one of the leading pass rushers in the league.
He went to Sam Houston State?
Buffalo.
Interesting. I didn't know that, I'll be honest. Number 14. Go ahead.
I have Dak Prescott.
No, you don't. I have him too.
That's actually pretty shocking that we both put him at 14.
I know. Here's the thing, though. We both had him in fantasy this year, and he's a load of garbage. And the fact that he's even 14, just from his performance this year, kind of blows my mind. But
I really respect Dak's efficiency, how he doesn't turn the ball over this much. But that actually that increased this year compared to his rookie year, which is kind of concerning. But I imagine that was due to not having Zeke for 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
And
free Zeke.
Yeah, hashtag free Zeke. And I think he might struggle this year without having a big body like Dez on the outside.
Well, Dez was a giant paperweight, let's be honest. Number 13. Let's say on three because we're on a roll right now.
Well, one. It won't be the same because you've already said my number 13.
Okay, then never mind. I'll say my number 13, Andrew Luck. Man, I haven't seen that guy play since like 2004. But, I mean, he was all right when he played, but... I'd rather have RG3 at this point, I'll be honest. But he's still solid if he can come back and get back to where he was.
Okay, I have Kirk Cousins, the now quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings.
Man,
I've been impressed with what Kirk has done over the past 3 years. He is, in fact, one of two quarterbacks to have over 4,000 yards passing and over 25 passing touchdowns in the last 3 years. The other is Philip Rivers.
Man, those are some numbers, but I'll be honest, I stopped paying attention. I was looking at the computer screen, so I didn't hear a single word you just said, but I'm sure the fans did. So let's just roll with it. Number 12, I'm sure we have the same one here, okay? Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and share yours first.
I have Matt Stafford, the quarterback for the Detroit Lions. Coming into the league, he's always been the big arm guy. It's been unfortunate to see him never succeed because the Lions are just garbage and can never put a team around him.
Or is it the fact that he's garbage?
Matt Stafford has potential to be a great quarterback.
Okay, we're still talking about potential. He's been in the lead for 10 years. At some point, you just got to maybe realize maybe it hasn't all not been his fault. Maybe it might be time to point a finger at him and bring in someone new because that guy just isn't the answer. And maybe they can bring this guy in. My number 12 pick, Tom Brady. Washed up Tom. Done nothing in the last like 3 months. No championships.
Just won the regular season MVP.
Washed up.
All right, number 11. I have Alex Smith, the now quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
I don't hate that. I don't hate it. I had him lower, but I don't hate it.
I have him right here because he's been quite efficient over the past few years.
Loves the check down.
They have some great options in Washington. Chris Thompson for the check down. He's going to love
James Harden.
James Harden is not on the Washington Redskins. But I'd put Alex Smith here because he's not going to win a Super Bowl with the Washington Redskins.
And neither is Tom Brady with the Patriots.
But I think he has a great 5 years left in his career.
I like that. My number 11 pick, a guy you may not like that much, but I really like him, I'll be honest. He's a fun guy to watch, if nothing else. He may not be the best, but he's a fun guy to watch. Mitchell Trubisky. Love that guy. He has nothing around him. You have to take that into consideration. Was given nothing. I hated him last year, but I saw him play this year. Man, I love him.
This has to be Matt's worst pick of all.
It is not. Number 10. Well, okay, first let's pause right there. There's no worst picks when all of my picks have been right.
Right. You are entitled to your opinion, and I'm going to respect it if you can back it up.
Thank you, man. I just did. Number 10, I've got Big Ben. Still a top 10 quarterback. Little old. Don't like that. Love the fact that Josh Dobbs is going to be that quarterback soon. Love that.
The future.
So I'll go ahead and say it. Josh Dobbs in 2 years might be on this list as the number one quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah, hot take. You heard it here first.
My number 10 quarterback is Andrew Luck. like Matt said, we haven't really seen him play since about 04.
Y2K, I think.
And he had a good stretch where he went to the wild card round, I think his second year, and then he went to the divisional round his third year, and then the
gotta
fourth round,
those stats.
He went to the AFC Championship. The following year, he got hurt, and that was the big year that everybody anticipated. But coming back this year, now he has Quentin Nelson to protect him. He doesn't have many good running backs. He has T.Y. Hilton, so he might chuck the ball up to him, but he's going to have to carry that team if they want any shot of making the playoffs.
Yep, I agree. Great player, I'm sure, but we haven't seen it. Number nine, this guy, who I have on my number nine pick, loved him for years. Probably one of my favorite quarterbacks in the league when there was all this turnover with the Titans, so I couldn't really cheer for them that well. Drew Brees. Love Drew Brees. Hate to see him get older, but I just don't know if he's going to... I just don't know if he has the firepower anymore. Last year, they had a great team put together. They just don't have the power with Drew Brees leading them that they would like to have.
My number nine quarterback is Philip Rivers of the Los Angeles Chargers.
Hot take.
My friend Jackson Craig is not going to appreciate this one. Cause
yeah. Shout out to Jackson Craig. Jackson, I got him at, 29 or something crazy? 24. Shout out to Jackson.
He's not going to appreciate this one, but from around the league, Philip Rivers is one of the toughest quarterbacks to prepare for. He's a genius. He's got a big arm. He might have some turnovers, but it's worth taking the risk with Philip Rivers.
Where's the evidence of him being a genius? I would love to see that.
There have been many reports of linebackers that have had to prepare to scheme against Philip Rivers, and he's been great at audibling over the years. And
there must be some bad linebackers. Anyways, number eight, who you got?
I have Carson Wentz for the Philadelphia Eagles. I was pleased to see the transition from year one to year two to Carson Wentz. He's shown that he can be an elite quarterback in this league, and I was just sad to see him get hurt at such a great time in his career. He would have easily been my MVP vote, and I still think he deserved it over Tom Brady.
Me too. But I will argue and say that neither of them deserve the MVP because Antonio Brown deserved the MVP last year. But he's not on the list. He's not on my list of top quarterbacks.
Right.
My number eight, Deshaun Watson. Man, he scares me. As an AFC South member fan, don't like seeing that guy be good. It really kind of creeps me out. Not a big fan of that. When he played, what, he played four games?
Six games.
Didn't like that. Did not like that at all. So I'll be honest.
I think six games, 19 touchdowns.
Yeah, something just ludicrous numbers that make me lose sleep at night also as a Titans fan. Number seven.
So
let's say this one on three because I think we have the same number. I don't want to look at it.
One, two, three. Matt Ryan. Wow.
$1 million man.
This is what the whole podcast is about. So we wanted to base this on where we thought Matt Ryan was. And I was like, yeah, he might be right at five. And then after thinking about it, we were like, seven was a good spot for him.
Seven's a good spot for him. I don't see him ever winning a championship. Poor guy, but
28-3, rest in peace. But
shout out to Steven Gostkowski, the only good guy in the Patriots.
Yeah. Well, it was just a missed opportunity for him. He always has the weapons around him. Devonta Freeman, Tevin Coleman, Julio Jones, now Calvin Ridley. If he can't make it to the Super Bowl with that team, it's going to be depressing.
Good night, sweet prince.
Yeah.
Number six. This is where it gets exciting. This is the top six quarterbacks.
This is the elite of the elite. NFL.
The most elite, minus Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco is not in the top six.
My number six, my man, Marcus Mariota. The kid is the future. I've been saying it for he's been in the league for 4 years now. He's always going to be the future. I don't care who you are. You got to respect Marcus Mariota. Great guy. Do you see him at the Preds game on, when was that, Wednesday night?
Yeah,
Tuesday night?
That was great. He was supporting his offensive line, who are always there to support him. Shout out to Taylor Lewan.
Shout out to Taylor Lewan. We love Taylor Lewan.
We love Taylor
Lewan. Our sponsor for this episode, Taylor Lewan, gave us a ton of money just to say his name.
Offensive tackle number 77.
Out of Michigan State.
That was Jack Conklin.
Jack Conklin.
Taylor's going to be pretty pissed off about this one.
No, he's from Michigan. He's from Michigan. He's from Michigan. I knew it. We love you, Taylor Lewan. We love your catfish. Who do you have at number six?
My number six quarterback is big Cam Newton from the Carolina Panthers. I see Cam Newton right above Matt Ryan just because they've done the exact same thing. They've gone to the Super Bowl. They've lost. They've both won an MVP. But Cam Newton has athletic ability like no other. He is like LeBron James playing quarterback. He can run you over. He can pass the ball. He can dunk on you sometimes when it comes to the goal line.
Man, he runs into cars with his bare body, I hear.
And he plays the next game, too.
And he will not miss a game. Interestingly enough, shout out to Tyler Hodes right here. Yeah. My number five pick is Cam Newton.
Wow.
Love the guy. Had him in fantasy a couple times. Kid can play. Kid, man, what can you say about him? I can't say anything because I have no thoughts right now. So let's go to number five.
My number five quarterback is big Ben Roethlisberger for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Don't hate it.
Two Super Bowls. He has arguably the best running back and the best receiver on his team.
Which is interesting. Why do they're not more successful?
Right.
When he has all the tools he needs.
It could be because of their defense, and their defense was led by Troy Polamalu back in the day.
Head and shoulders.
Not a sponsor, actually.
Not a sponsor, but if you want to sponsor us, call us.
And I think Big Ben is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he deserves to be number five on my list.
My number five, I already said, it's Cam Newton. So let's go to number four. Let's say this one on three, because I think we have the same one. One, two, three.
Aaron Rodgers. Wow.
Wow. Aaron Rodgers. Here's the thing. Never been a big Aaron Rodgers fan. The guy, but I'm going to say it because of this. He's so good. So good. Hate him, honestly. And I hate him because he doesn't win. He's probably the most unsuccessful quarterback at his position, like for the skill level he's at. He has a Super Bowl, which is great, but what, that was like 6 years ago, and he's blossoming into a better quarterback now, and he's just getting worse. You got a question. You really got to question it.
My number four quarterback, Drew Brees, easily first ballot Hall of Famer, the most accurate quarterback of all time. People are comparing Baker Mayfield to him. You can't.
That would be me.
That would be Matthew and other NFL analysts, and I just don't see it. If Baker is even 70% of Drew Brees, that'll be a win for the Cleveland Browns, and Drew Brees could find his second Super Bowl this year.
I really hope so. Always been a big Saints guy. Gotta love the Saints.
Shout
out to Alvin Kamara and our sponsor Airhead for this video. My number four, I just said that one too. I'm getting a little crazy. Number three, who you got?
I've got Tom Brady.
Wow, that is insanely high. That blows my mind.
I really didn't like putting him there, but the five Super Bowls, I really can't stand the New England Patriots as a Jets fan. But I've got to respect his body of work. Some could say he's a product of the Bill Belichick system.
He is a product of the Bill Belichick system.
But
Bill Belichick is the best quarterback in the NFL.
But people have this Brady versus Manning conversation. I don't even think it's a conversation. Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback of all time.
And
it shouldn't even be a problem.
It shouldn't even be a problem. Took the words right out of my mouth. Number three, I have my man, Russell Wilson. Should have led me to a championship this year. Shout out to Griffin Davis. You're still scum. Great quarterback, smart quarterback. I'll say it. Striking similarities to Baker Mayfield. Gotta love it. Can't hate it. Russell Wilson out of North Carolina State and Wisconsin, University of. Love him. Great player.
Rolling off of Russell Wilson, he is actually my number two quarterback on my list. I think of Russell Wilson as one of the best leaders in the NFL, one of the best athletes in the NFL and one of the best quarterbacks in the
overall
NFL.
Overall, nice guy, too.
He's a great man. He's the guy you want in clutch situations to make a play with his legs, with his arm. He's deadly accurate. He's doing it with nothing besides Doug Baldwin up in Seattle.
And let's be honest, Doug Baldwin's not much.
And he's not much. And that's why I believe Russell Wilson's my number two quarterback.
Now, my number two quarterback, I know you've been waiting for this name to be called, Carson Wentz. Love Carson Wentz. It's unfortunate that he got hurt. I would not have been mad if he got the MVP this year. Still, not the number one quarterback, though. There's someone above him, but that does not take away from the fact that Carson Wentz, kid can play.
But now, before we get to our number one quarterback, this is the Backup Quarterback Show with your hosts, Matt Howard and Derek Anderson.
Correct.
So we want to give the best backup quarterbacks their due diligence, and we want to give you our top three backup quarterbacks before we get to our number one starting quarterback.
All right, so my number three, Baker Mayfield. Love Baker Mayfield. Going to be the best quarterback in the NFL one day. For right now, he's just a backup. Third best backup, though.
My third best backup is Jacoby Brissett, quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. When Andrew Luck was hurt for the past 10 years, Jacoby came in. He was a great quarterback, and he's also a product of the Bill Belichick system and an NC State quarterback. There's a lot of those in the NFL.
There you go. Number two, who you got?
I have Sam Bradford, the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. Once the number one overall pick, he's had some spurts where he's been a good quarterback here and there. He's always seems to be hurt, but he did have one season where he was the most accurate quarterback of all time, which is
some might
very
say
impressive.
Make him the best quarterback of all time. I might say that. He might be the best quarterback of all time. My number two backup quarterback, Robert Griffin III. Love Robert Griffin III.
That's hot.
That's hot. That's on fire. I just burnt my hand. It was so hot. But I don't really have a reason for it. I just like Robert Griffin III.
Okay. Leave
it at that.
And then I think we can both agree on the number one backup quarterback in the league is...
I disagree with this.
Oh, wow. It's got to be Nick Foles. He just beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, and it was amazing what he did, taking over for Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Nick Foles, great quarterback. The thing is, I don't even consider him a backup. I consider him this weird like hybrid between a backup and starter, so I can't put him as my number one best backup quarterback. I think he'll be a starter by the end of the season. Hot take. Both my hands are on fire now. It's hot in here. But my number one backup quarterback, Tim Tebow.
Some might say he's playing Double-A baseball for the New York Mets.
That doesn't mean he didn't. That doesn't mean he lost the dream, though. The dream is still alive in Tim Tebow, and we believe in Tim Tebow. We believe in Tim Tebow. For a Florida player out of Gainesville, our sponsor, we hate you too. Yeah. Love Tim Tebow.
Shout out to Jesus.
Shout out to Jesus.
Jesus is the man.
Jesus is the man, and second man in charge, Tim Tebow. We believe in him. We want him back. Someone needs to give that guy a chance.
And now, our number one quarterback. We do differ on this opinion, but Matt, would you like to say yours first?
Yeah, so here's my number one quarterback. You've been waiting for this the whole time. I don't even know if Derek knows who it is.
Yeah, I haven't really been keeping track, so this is going to come as a surprise to me.
The best quarterback in the NFL, undisputed. You can at me if you want. I'm at Howard 222. You can at me. But you're going to be wrong. The number one quarterback in the NFL, Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback out of Wisconsin.
Quarterback out of...
You don't know where he's from.
Wait, give me a second.
This might be a landmark moment.
Eastern Illinois. That is correct.
He's from Eastern Illinois.
Eastern Illinois, reports, just like Tony Romo.
Reports are in. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Also, it was a very hot take for a very hot man.
I'm the hot man?
No, Jimmy Garoppolo is a hot man.
Oh, that's unfortunate, but I also have to agree that he is hotter than me. But yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo, never seen a better product than Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'll give it to you, Matt, because he has never lost a game he started in the NFL.
The greatest of all time. And that's why he's number one.
My number one quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Interesting. Interesting. Really is interesting.
Aaron Rodgers is one of the most accurate, smart, and athletic quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life.
Did you just look at your notes to see your compliment for Aaron Rodgers?
I actually don't have anything written down for Aaron Rodgers because it should go unspoken how great of a quarterback he is, the amount of plays and clutch situations he can make, and it's quite a shame that the Packers can't put a team around him to even give him a serviceable chance to make the play or make the playoffs, get to the Super Bowl for that matter. And it's quite a shame.
That's bold. I wouldn't say he's better than Jimmy, but he's a top 10 product for sure. I'm not going to take that away from you, so I can't hate the pick. Well, that's our list. Mine's 100% right. Derek's was what, like 4% right?
We agreed on a few things. If you guys have any disagreements, you can leave those in the comment section down below.
I don't think we have a comment section, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Tweet us at MattHoward222 and at
AirBirdA.
Now, can you tell the people how to spell that? Because that's just a ridiculous username.
A-I-R, like you breathe, bear like the animal, D-A-Y.
Day. Okay, so you heard it here first. A-I-R-B-A-R-E-D-A-Y.
B-E-A-R-D-A-Y.
Okay, Bear Day. Follow him on Twitter at Bear Day. Feel free to say whatever you want. You're going to be wrong if you don't agree with me, but that's been our show. It's been a lot of fun. Once again, I've laughed. I've cried.
You have too.
What?
No, I was referring to the audience, Matt.
Oh, you broke the fourth wall on me without letting me know. Thanks. Shout out to our sponsors, Taylor Lewan, City of Gainesville, and one of the other ones. I forgot what it was, but right. You've heard it in the podcast. This has been the Backup Quarterback Show with Matt Howard.
I'm Derek Anderson.
And I'm Matt Howard. Good night.